In the special interest, the Democratic Party represents the people. The Republican Party does now and always has represented the special interest. Among the first things they did when they got control of the Congress of the United States, that awful idiot Congress, which has shown conclusively that they are for the special interest, the first thing they did was to pass a rich man's tax bill for themselves and to begin to take the liberties away from labor for you. The Democratic platform is for the repeal of the Taft-Hartley Act. And if you'll elect a Democratic Congress, send Harry Kelly to Congress in this district. That'll help. Because if we get a Democratic Congress, we'll work on that Taft-Hartley bill in your interest. If you send a Republican Congress, they'll take the rest of your liberties away from you. I've been trying to get this Congress to do something in the public interest. They met first in January 1947, and I went to them with a message on the State of the Union asking for certain things. They didn't do anything about anything I talked with them about. Then along in the fall, in the summertime, I called a special session of that Congress. It was in November 1947 I called that special session and asked them to do certain things about prices. Well, you know, in the interest of the general public, they did nothing. Then in the message in the State of the Union in 1947, I put the same proposition up to them. They did nothing. Then they went to Philadelphia and they wrote the most hypocritical platform that's ever been put before the public, and I called them back into session and told them to do some of the things they said they were for. You know what they did? They went home without doing a single solitary thing. And now they think they're going to fool you people. They did nothing about prices. You know, Taft said that if we let the price controls off, everything would level off, particularly clothing. Now, all you people who had to buy clothing for the children to start school this fall know exactly where the situation is. That price went up and up and up until it went through the roof. Didn't hurt Mr. Taft or some of the economic royalists, but it's pretty hard on the fellow that has to work for pay every week and send his children to school. Remember those things now when you go to the polls on the second day of November. And watch what I'm saying to these people. They dare not answer me. They're afraid to get on the issues. They talk about home and mother and what a nice country it is and you can trust us. You can't trust them. Idiot Congress proved that. That Congress was a special interest Congress. It had more lobbyists around its doors than any other Congress ever met in the history of the United States. Don't send back another one like that. Go to polls on the 2nd of November. And just to be sure you're right, vote a straight Democratic ticket, and then you'll have a state administration and a national administration that's in the interest of the people and not the special interest. Now, how would you like to meet the boss of the White House? Mrs. Truman.
Mr. President, before you leave here, there's a lady desires to present to you a bill of cloth. She's from the local textile workers union, but she presents it to you on one condition, that you have a suit made out of this cloth, which you will wear to your inauguration next January.
Well, all right, I'll do that, and I'll have a union teller make the suit, too.
Thank you.